Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 10th of November. Deliverance from Oppression. Under the spirit of grace and supplication, as the word of the cross pierces our heart, we are caused to look on him whom we have pierced through our sinful rebellion. Our heart is laid bare before the fiery eyes of Christ, and we are able to see ourselves as he sees us. That is, we are able to see the iniquitous condition of our heart and the effect of the judgments and assessments that we have made about ourselves and about others from the basis of our knowledge of good and evil. Desire, fed by this knowledge, has brought us into bondage to Satan. When we meet Christ in this way, we have a choice. We can either draw back to destruction, or we can draw near to Christ in repentance and with faith towards God. As we draw near to Christ in repentance and faith, we are cleansed by the water of the Word, and our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, so that we are able to serve God. This cleansing by water and blood is the application of the fountain for sin and uncleanness that was opened for us when Christ's side was pierced with the soldier's spear. Referring to the day of his offering on the cross, the Lord declared, "I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to depart from the land." Evidently, as we avail ourselves of his cleansing provision and join the fellowship of his offering and sufferings, the idols in our heart are cut off and the unclean spirits that oppress us are caused to depart from us. The references used in today's devotions are Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, Joel chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 22, Zechariah chapter 13 verses 1 and 2, and John chapter 19 verses 34 to 37. For further study, Zechariah chapter 13.